Chapter 7. Pause.
Mom, I've been thinking about making a move. I think it's time to go, I said one morning.
Ella, I trust you, but you must trust yourself.
Follow your instincts. Only you know what's right for you and your career.
Just know that I'll always support you no matter what you decide to do, she said.
But I'll miss you. It's been nice having you here again.
Thanks for understanding, Mom, I said, hugging her.
She sighed. I heard her words of encouragement, but I felt her loneliness.
I'm going to get a breath of fresh air. As I walked to the front door, I suddenly had an idea. I turned and looked at her.
Hey, Mom, what are your plans for the next few years? I asked.
Ella, I've seen that look before. What do you have in mind? She said quizzically.
I thought for a second.
Mom, pack your bags, I said. We're going home. I walked over to Tiny's. When I came to the door, I stopped and took a deep breath. After I entered, I saw Jimmy and the band hanging out. Leo was there too, reading the book Giants of Jazz by Studs Terkel.
Hey, Ella's here. You want to sing a tune or two? Jimmy asked, picking up his horn.
The rest of the band turned around and smiled at me.
Yeah, call a tune, said Tony.
Actually, I came here to say goodbye, I announced.
All the musicians' smiles quickly turned to frowns.
And where do you think you're going now? Said Jimmy condescendingly.
I'm moving to New York, I said with confidence.
What? New York? Are you crazy? What do you want to do that for? He exclaimed.
I've thought a lot about it. I have to do this. I want to move. I need to move on. For my career and myself. I can't just sit around some club for the rest of my life, waiting for success to come to me. And everyone knows what happened the last time you went looking for success.
Trust me, this time will be different. I can feel it.
But why New York? New York's a tough town. People are mean and pushy there. Singers are a dime a dozen. They'll eat you alive there.
How would you know? Have you ever been there? Have you ever wanted more than this? I said, looking around the club.
No, I've never been to New York. None of us have been.
Don't need to go, Jimmy said proudly.
There's danger there, said Tony, shaking his head.
Dangerous, muttered Charlie from his corner.
Where's New York? Asked Leo inquisitively.
Stay out of this, child, Jimmy said. I got everything I need right here in Chi-Town. If it ain't broke, don't fix it, Jimmy smirked.
Jimmy continued, It's a really bad idea for you to move to New York. You're doing just fine here.
Maybe to you, I'm doing fine here. But this is my choice and my decision, I said as I turned around and started to leave.
Ha! And we know how great your decisions are, said Jimmy sarcastically.
Tony and Charlie muttered remarks of agreement.
I looked back at the musicians, hoping for a sign that they understood my decision. But they didn't. So I left.